I do not believe that any of us have dreams that were not given to us for the purpose of accomplishing those particular dreams.
If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
Your success every day. Success is a daily thing, not a destination thing. So many times people have a tendency to devalue the moment, today. What they do is they greatly value the destination. And so they kind of talk about, well, when I get there, or if I arrive there, or when I do that, or when I accomplish this. And they don't understand that success is a daily thing. And I'm here to share with you that the secret of success is determined by your daily agenda.
The actions that you take now affect your future. The little decisions that you make, they matter. They add up.
Whatever you really want, wants don't get met consistently. Standards do. Whatever you identify, this is who I am. And so it's not so much about changing your identity as it is expanding it. You know, deciding that, you know, instead of your goals to lose 10 pounds, which is not compelling, what if your vision was to get back to my fighting weight? You know, this year, this month, this next 90 days, I'm gonna transform my body. I'm gonna take on a new challenge. I'm gonna find some technique or strategy. There's a million of them that can reframe myself where I want to feel younger, stronger, more vibrant than ever before. Here's my reasons, because I want the energy to really make my life work, because it's tough out there and I want to be stronger than I've ever been before. I want to go in front of the mirror and if I'm naked, not, you know, want to laugh. I want to look there and take a good look and go, yeah, I'm proud of whatever I see there. Whatever it takes, something's gonna make you laugh, smile, something's gonna tease yourself, but something's gonna move you to another level. If you identify yourself in a new way and you own that every day, and that becomes the standard of how you live, you'll find the way to make that standard real. If you don't work out, you don't get a muscle, right?
Right.
So I always tell people, there's a daily practice like priming. If you don't do that, if you get up and you just have no discipline whatsoever, you get no value of anything. Your diets don't work when you don't do them. Exercise doesn't work when you don't do them. But most of the people have some experiences that they want to shift. And once you shift those things, your whole life changes. But life is constant growth. My life isn't here because I went to one seminar one time and now my life is fit for life. I work out, I train my mind, I train my body. It becomes a lifestyle.
Basic fundamentals being applied over and over and over and over again. Getting up a certain time, doing certain things, cooking your meals, going to, you know, do your cardio, walking through the disciplines, keeping the checklist, and staying on top of them. Those are the things that, you know, when you string them together, start to create a day of efficient action. The more likely you are to string those days of efficient action together, the more likely it will be that you can set up your own success.
So I have a challenge for every one of you this weekend. The challenge is simple. As you go through your weekend, and sometimes it's kind of a, hopefully, an easier time of your week, ask yourself, am I practicing self-discipline in my life? Am I doing the things that I should do because I need to do them, or am I kind of waiting to feel the moment? Do like our friends Nike say, just do it.
Here's the key to a better memory. Information combined with emotion becomes a long-term memory. Information combined with emotion becomes a long-term memory. What do I mean by that? Is there a song or a fragrance or a food that could take you back to when you were a child? Of course, because information combined with that emotion becomes a long-term memory. The challenge back in school is, what was the driving emotion you had back in school? For most people, they're bored, right? And if you times anything by zero, what do you get? You get zero. So most people don't remember what they learned back in school because of the state. Remember this, all learning is state dependent. All learning is state dependent. That if you want to learn more, control your state. Now, who's in control of your state? You are, because you are a thermostat, you're not a thermometer. What do I mean by that? What does a thermometer do? A thermometer reacts to the environment. It reflects what the environment is giving it. And so we are all thermometers at some point, and that affects our state, right? We react to the weather, we react to the economy, we react to how people treat us. But in reality, where's the locus of focus? Who has the control? You do, because you're a thermostat. A thermostat is different, right? A thermostat sets a vision, it sets a goal, it sets a standard. And what happens to the environment? The environment raises to meet that thermostat. And for you, you want to identify with the thermostat, and the most important thing that you want to have control over is how you feel.
Here's what I've created for my life, and anyone I know has succeeded. I'm a 17-year-old kid from Azusa, California, with no real education other than self-education, with no background, with parents that did their best, all of them, with no money, but I did one thing. I loved people, and I had an enormous demand I made upon myself, and I sculpted my mind and my emotions to get me to do whatever it would take to achieve and to contribute. But to do that, I did it by using my body and changing my focus. I did it by putting myself in a peak physiology and using what I call incantations. Can you train yourself to believe something, yes or no? Absolutely. How many of you have ever made the fatal mistake of going to Disneyland or Disney World, and while you're there, made the fatal mistake of going to a ride called It's a Small World After All? What happens for about a week after you're out of that damn place? You're still singing this thing in your head in 24 languages, right? Well, let me tell you something. How many of you have things when you want to go achieve them and this part of you voice goes, oh, it's not going to happen or forget it? How many got a voice that sometimes interrupts that good pattern? Say, I. And what you want to do is train a new one. So starting when I was 17, I started doing incantations, not affirmations. Affirmation, you go, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy. What's the problem? You haven't changed your what? Your what? Physiology. If you don't change your physiology, you won't get anything. So an incantation is not only you speak it, but you embody what you're saying with all the intensity you can. And you do it with enough repetitions that it sticks in your head. Like It's a Small World, now the conversation in your head is always the same and it gives you what you want. So use your body and your voice. So 17 years ago, I started doing this. I was working for Jim Rohn, this speaker, and I was 17 years old. I had long hair, minestrone soup, acne on my face. And I was trying to call on Bear Stearns type of people and convince them why they should go to this man's seminar and be more successful. I was driving a 1968 Volkswagen that I had earned at $40 a week as a janitor. The only way I did it was park far from the building and then go in, and I love people and I believe, but I put myself in state and I was able to influence people that were far more successful than I was at the time. I would do something that I still do backstage and have done for 23 years because I don't hope I'm going to be in a good state. I demand it. So I do an incantation using my whole body. I'd say, I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping as many people as possible alive today to better their lives by giving me the strength, the emotion, the persuasion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to show these people and get these people to change their lives now. And I would do that literally driving in my Volkswagen to a meeting in LA on the freeway for 40 minutes. People are looking at me. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. They're going, I know he's a serial killer. I know he is. But by the time I entered that room, when two people meet, if there's rapport, the person who's most certain will always influence the other person. And I was totally certain, and they were trying to get revved up to certainty. Do you agree with this? Yes or no? I do another one because I was poor. I changed my mindset. I kept doing things, but I never got beyond it. I'd say, God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence, for I'm one with God and God is everything. And I would imagine the abundance of my life and I would feel so grateful. And a year later, I went from making $38,000 a year to making $1 million a year in 1 year.
Here's how you develop a passion. It starts as a minor area of interest. You gain areas of interest by encountering a lot of stuff. So if you haven't encountered a lot of things in your life, go out there and encounter stuff. Go sailing, go take a dance class, go study neuroscience, like whatever it is, just encounter a whole bunch of very broad, diverse things. From that, you're gonna get sparks of interest. Like, oh, I actually found that interesting. I wanna learn more. Dive deep through engagement, not through pondering, through engagement, you're going to realize whether something is going to turn into an area of fascination. So as you go deeper into it, you're going to either become fascinated or you're not. If you're not fascinated, move on. If you are fascinated, then that's an area where you're going to ask yourself one very simple question. Do I want to become the best in the world at that thing? If you do, if you want to become truly extraordinary in that thing, then go down the path of gaining mastery. Now, the reason I think that it's wise to ask that question going in is when you frame it of, I'm going to become the best in the world at this, immediately people understand the amount of time, energy, and weight that it would take to become truly great at that thing. And I don't think that passion can happen unless you're becoming truly great at that thing. That's part of passion. I don't think people are deeply passionate about something that they really suck at. And I'll give you an example. I love video games. I absolutely love playing first-person shooters. I learn a lot from them. I get a lot out of them. I really just intrinsically enjoy the time. It has both that sense of eating a cake because it's just fun in the moment. And if I pull from it life lessons, business lessons. I practice getting out of the sympathetic nervous system into the parasympathetic nervous system. It's literally gamified, so I'm getting better. I have points. I can, have my improvement turned into metrics. It's all of it I really, really enjoy. But I won't say that I'm deeply passionate about it because I'm just not that good at it. So that's one of those things, if I really wanted to develop a deep passion for video games and put it at the center of my life, that then I would set down that path of really practicing. Now, this is the most important thing that passion will do for you, which is it's gonna pull you through boredom. It's gonna pull you through the hard times. And that's why it's really gotta be something that you just are prepared to become great at. Because when you're prepared to become great, there's just these insane moments of boredom, repetition, and all of that. And if you have this burgeoning passion coming out of that, that's what's gonna give you the energy to get through it. So it's this symbiotic relationship between a developing passion and how hard it is to actually really get great at something. So the things you get great at need to be something that is this developing passion. So there you have it. That's how you do it, and that's why you do it.